Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, everybody. My guest, Trevor Tyson's band, Heal the Hurt, may be brand new, but he's definitely not new to the faith-based music industry. Get ready for our first interview about Trevor's journey and the new project. Let's just jump right into this new project, Heal the Hurt.
So Heal the Hurt was something that I really had always wanted to do. I didn't have a name for it or anything, but I've always been in love with metalcore. I genuinely, for the like all things in me, I had no clue I could. Like, I didn't know that I could write songs or hold a note singing. Like, I genuinely had no clue. I think it was mostly like insecurity, right?
Right.
So at the age of 12, I was like told, like, hey, you're going to use your voice, but it's not going to sound like a normal thing. Like, and I was like, nah, like, you know, I'm not one of them, I guess. So after over 10 years of soul searching, it became very clear that this was the next step in the journey. So Heal the Hurt was really formed through a lot of hardship. And I will say, like, I'm really proud of Trevor Talks and like the Choose to Live events. Like, I'll always remember it. It gave me like an opportunity to have an agency and be able to do what I love. But I became so burnt out just all around of trying to maintain that it became very unhealthy. So it was time to hang that hat up. And right when I accepted, like, all right, God, like, I've done everything in my own power, like literally in a hospital bed. That's how burnt out I was, mentally, physically just drained. I was like, I've done everything in my own power, so do what you want. And a few weeks later, I had a name, like Heal the Hurt. And I was like, okay, I really want to do this. I don't know where to start. I called my friend Josh. I was like, hey, dude, I want to start a band. Will you write some for us, like track-wise? And he's like, yeah, sure. Like, that was the encouragement I needed to get started, right? Mm-hmm. The second person I called was Mike Felker from Convictions. And he's just been literally a godsend over the last year, from getting my voice where it needed to be on screaming vocals to helping write pretty much all of our songs with us. It's like I have the Avengers of metal just kind of lifting my arms up like, dude, you can do it. It's like, you can definitely do it. I know that that's not a very common thing, and I don't want it to sound arrogant. But to summarize it all up, I guess, like, I went through a lot of pain getting to this point, but that pain does have purpose, and a lot of it was unnecessary. It was just me running from this. And again, like, I didn't know I could sing. Lacey and Josh pulled that out of me in the studio while we were recording demos. Like, I was recording singing vocals, and I was like, yeah, Alec is going to do it, our queen vocalist, our bass player. Nobody knows his queen vocalist yet, so y'all got that. They were like, no, you can do it. Like, this is your song. Like, this is about your the hardest part of your life that you had to get through. This is personal. You should sing it. And I did. And it made the song, which I'm still kind of shocked about. But yeah, like, Heal the Hurt's just birthed out of pain, but I'm happier than I've ever been. I'm in the best physical and mental shape than I've ever been in my life. And I think a lot of that has to do with the release of being able to scream and put all that emotion into something instead of compartmentalizing it in my brain.
Tell some folks that might not know a little bit of your background, your mental health journey, and how it's been impacted by metalcore.
It's a great question. Metalcore, I fell in love with in, I think, 2010. I would always, like, make my mom, or just like, hey, we should go to the Christian bookstore. And I found, like, this, now that's what I call Christian rock or something. And I bought it because it had a B-side song called Dead Inside from Skillet's Awake record. And from that album, I learned about Red. I learned about August Burns Red, Demon Hunter. And from that, like, just kind of fell in love with the edgy screaming music. I wasn't the sporty, go all wrong, put myself out there kind of guy growing up. And it was hard for me to communicate things. And this past year, I found the scripture that says, a joyful song to the brokenhearted is like pouring salt on a wound. And to me, metalcore was not salt. Like Hillsong United and stuff like that was salt for my wound. I needed to hear a very aggressive tone, like preaching some hope into my life. That's what I needed as a kid. So metalcore has been my favorite genre forever. And even being able to contribute to this genre and bringing a mental health message to it is, I never would have thought that, you know, like, yesterday I got a notification, happy 1 year from YouTube when I made the Heal the Hurt channel. That was a year ago when I made that. My mental health journey from high school until now has been like pretty hit or miss. Like I toured for what, 3 years doing like movie promotion and stuff with like Jeremy Camp's I Still Believe movie. I toured emceeing for like festivals. And then I also own a media company. So we serve bands like Flyleaf and Lacey and a bunch of really cool people in rock. I never once thought that would ever be a reality, but you know, there's people in your life for a reason. And mental health, while it stole a lot from me, I'm stronger and more resilient through it. So even going back to like, what is Heal the Hurt? Like genuinely, it's not a band name. Screw that. Like it's not a brand name. Screw that too. It's a statement. I believe that we all have a message that can help heal the hurt in other people's lives. It's not me. It's not you. It's not the band. It's not the lyrics. Those can be used. But at the end of the day, it's God. We're not marketing ourselves as a Christian band. Like, I hate the predicament that, I'll be honest, that the Christian like music world throws at metal bands and rock bands. While there are so many people that love and support it, there are also those few that make it really hard to be a faith-based band. There are a lot of bands that started off Christian and they're not anymore because there's unrealistic expectations. And that was a little wild goose chase there, but you know, mental health, again, like it stole some joy and it was very painful and I still struggle. Panic disorder. I have panic attacks randomly. It's hard to date. It's hard to get my butt off the couch and go to events or play a show. Like that still sounds very foreign to me. But at the end of the day, like when you're supposed to do something, it'll become so abundantly clear that you're going to have it on your plate as well, that you need to persevere through it. It's not just going to get handed to you. Nothing worth having in life comes easy. Nothing more. Just put out a song that says, if it doesn't hurt at all, then it doesn't mean a thing. When we were recording the Withering music video, Jarob, Alec, and our director, John, were setting up and like testing instruments and all that good stuff. I was still laying in the bed, like having a panic attack. Like, I don't want to get out of bed. Who am I to do this? But Sonny and the band POD had just put out a song called I Won't Bow Down. And I turned that thing on, went in the shower, got ready and took my non-happy rear end out there. And that's what you see in Withering. And I don't want anybody to like feel sad or anything by hearing this. Like one of the compliments we've gotten a lot of is you acted so real in that video. Newsflash, I wasn't acting. That's genuinely how I felt. Yeah. And again, like, don't give me your sympathy. I don't want it. It's reality. Like, we need to be able to be upfront and talk about this without, oh, like, everybody has hard days. It happens. But genuinely, like, that music video is my heart on my sleeve. It's like, what's the darkest thing that I've tried to hide from people? How do we spotlight that? Because I know I'm not the only one struggling. It's impossible for me to be the only one struggling. It's just not reality. So yeah, like mental health is a challenge, but at the same time, like bring it on. You got to keep moving.
We've known each other since you were tiny. Well, maybe not tiny. Preteen? Was it, you were preteen?
I was pretty tiny. I was preteen. Like, I've always been a small dude. Cindy took me to my first August Burns Red show. She mm-hmm. also took me to my first Winter Jam, which mm-hmm. I got to serve at Red's merch table. And I remember being so happy that Michael Barnes clapped my hand, thinking to myself, man, that'd be so cool to do something like that.
You have to tell them why I drove you.
I wasn't allowed to drive to Atlanta at that time. I think the deal for August Burns Red was I'll buy the tickets if you drive, because I wasn't allowed to drive to Atlanta.
Yeah.
It was a fun time. Like, it was one of their Christmas shows. I was just like, these dudes rip. And I think that I don't know what year that was, but I had already fallen in love with Heart Support at that point. So like, those posters behind you are still like, can't believe we got to do that. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty insane. And again, like, I wasn't going to be able to go, but Mothership flew me out there in her minivan. So we got to go.
Getting back to the project, who is official? Have you got some people that are just touring or recording for you?
So Alec is a full member. Jarob is playing music videos and probably the first few shows with us, if anything. So it's always been from the beginning, like, I didn't know if we were going to tour or not. Like, I still don't know, like, what it's going to look like. I own a media agency. I co-own a merch company now with Holy Name, and there's just a lot of things going on. So if we are able to tour, like, Jarob's still in the protest, and that's his main focus. So he'll definitely bow out. He didn't write any of the songs with us. I was genuinely just like, I don't want to bring in people that I don't know too much about. So like, Alec is a godsend. I can't wait for people to get to know him. He's one of my favorite vocalists on the planet. Another newsflash, nobody knows that yet. He's genuinely my favorite vocalist. I heard his voice and was like, I want that dude in my band. So he's playing bass and then doing cleans. And Jarob is just one of the most kind-hearted, loving people. Mm-hmm. And what better person to help, like, bring Heal the Hurt into the light than someone who actually gets the message behind it. I think one of the reasons he was able to look like such a rock star and play so well on the song is because he gets it. Withering was birthed out of a lot of pain, same as a lot of our songs. But I work with producers one-on-one to get songs from start to completion. Nick Gregory from his Firefalls and Joel Isler from Cliffside, I did Withering with, as well as a few others I did with Nick Gregory. And then in comes Patrick Sheckett from Convictions. He's our guy. Like, he's the best. He's obviously in Convictions, but I don't like to have too many cooks in the kitchen. I feel like it's hard to get stuff done when you have five different people, like, approving things. And, you know, if God sends some, like, like-minded people that it's like, oh, these people have to be in the band, like, that's one thing. But for now, I think, like, me and Alec are the staple members. Jarob's, like, leading the pack on the drums. And then if we tour, we'll bring someone else in and, like, some touring musicians until we find our perfect person that can also double as a producer. I'm kind of running the band as I run a business. It's like, you've got subcontractors, you've got this, that, and the other. I can run businesses, so, like, why not just do it with this too? It's really, really been awesome to have Jarob on board. And again, like, as you know, he's just a godsend and a gift to humanity. And special thank you to Sarah Bramlett, as well as Ashley Gregory, for letting your husbands, like, go away for weekends and get stuff done. I know that's a sacrifice on top of, like, them already doing their own thing. So I'm grateful.
Where would people might know Alec from? Has he done other things, other projects?
Yes. So Alec is the frontman for a band called Fighting Regress, and they're very new. They just put out their first EP earlier this year. He's an awesome screamer. He's a great songwriter. He's really good at singing. Like, when you hear his voice, it's just gnarly. I'm still tickled that he's a part of the song. And the first song that people would hear him in was the first song we did together. It came together so naturally.
So in Withering, who did the guitar work?
That was Joel Isler and Nick Gregory.
Tell us more about the song and the video for Withering.
Withering was probably one of the more natural songs to make. Withering was supernatural. It was the first one that I got to write all of the like cadences and stuff for. I really love Chester Bennington's voice from Linkin Park, and I wanted to do something super emotional, and I'd never done Queens before. So I was joking around with Mike Felker, and he was like, do that again. And I was like, just singing a Linkin Park song. He's like, you should do that. And so that's what the pre-chorus, like this constant state of agony. I can't save myself. There is no fear. There is no shame in letting go. Pop the pill, just my darkness exposed. And then vibrant dreams veiled in despair, living in fear, depression fills the air only to wake up and recount the days and endless nights with no hope to survive. Those parts are heavily inspired by Chester and his voice and work with Linkin Park. I wanted to make it a beater, like a beater track, to where it's like, but I also wanted like a Nickelback chorus. So I listened to some Nickelback songs, and then I went to Josh Bramlett. I was like, hey, dude, I've got this. Can you help me like round it together? And he sent like an idea, and it was like, this is a warning. I won't be where the rain for long. And then I took that and kind of made it into this weight. I came out to pick it up. And the demo was really bad. Like I was like something about being in some catacombs and stuff like that. But luckily while I was recording that song at Studio North in Pittsburgh with Josh Sturm, and him and Lacey were just really supportive on like recommendations and stuff like that.
You're the best.
Yeah. Like there's no better place to record. Like I've recorded there. I've recorded at Pat from Convictions, his studio, and then Steven Stanley here in the good old Social Circle, Georgia. Josh made some really cool recommendations, like in the breakdown where it says no hope, no sorrow, just my hell exposed, which is a juxtaposition. At the beginning, it was like just my darkness exposed, and then it translates into hell because that's what it felt like. He was like, break it up to where it's punchy. And I'm so glad he did that because I don't think it made the video, but I throw hands at that part, like throwing punches, and it just beats really hard. So it's a very emotional song. It was kind of the perfect way to introduce Heal the Hurt, I feel, because it's the more vulnerable of all the tracks, and all of them are vulnerable in their own way. But when you think about like me being 110 pounds and ending up in the hospital from severe burnout and just pure exhaustion, like when and you write about that and try to translate it into something, it's really hard to get out of your head about, oh, like people are going to think this, that, and the other, and you're weak, and it's just not true. I'm at a place where I don't really care like if people like it or not. I like it, and I think that's all that matters. And if they do, like, I'm grateful. I genuinely am. Like, we don't deserve a platform. We don't deserve anything. None of us do. But I believe that God gave us this torch to carry, and mental health, especially in Christian communities, just gets so stigmatized. Pray it away, you know, like that's the most common thing. And I believe in the power of prayer, but I also know that it wasn't a lack of faith that I didn't get healed from it. Right.
Right.
So, and I don't care what you're struggling with your identity, with your like just pure depression, anxiety, that kind of thing. Maybe you're locked in a toxic relationship. We've got songs about that too. You got to really understand that you're not alone, and there are people that love you. It's hard to think about, like when I'm going through it, I often find it very hard to reach out because I just wither. Like it's me calling myself out. It's like wither with me. I highly suggest going to see like a psychologist or like a trained professional therapist. But if the first move is you go into your pastor just to get some feedback and like some insight scripturally, start there. And if you've tried therapy, oh, it just didn't work for me. You just didn't have the right person. I've had 3 or 4 therapists in my life, and the one I'm with now is just super awesome. And I see them via Zoom. So mm-hmm. You don't have to go to an office. You can do it at home. for some reason, people don't feel safe to talk about it because it is their hell, like, that they're withering in.
Also, Jake Lures from August Burns Red created Heart Support, which is an online community supporting and improving mental health. If you don't know what else to do, you can head over there to their website and look at the free resources.
Yeah, Heart Support, I've worked with so much, and I love them to death, like, especially now that they're back in the music realm. Taylor's doing, like, Therapist Reacts videos, and they're just kicking tail. Like, that's the best place for community in the mental health niche of metal.
Yeah.
Go check them out. Like, that support wall is there for you. Heart Support's made a big impact on my life.
Amen.
There's also another organization that I really love called Death to Life. They've got like a 24/7 chat with like real people that you can chat with.
When are we going to hear some more new songs?
In the next, you said this comes out on the 20th. I'm going to be very vague, and I might be over or underestimating this timeline just to keep people on their toes, right?
Okay.
In the next 14 days, you'll have the next single. Not only is it heavier, like in terms of sound, it's very aggressive. It's definitely a lot heavier than Withering. Pretty much everything's heavier than Withering on in our world. So there's a lot more on the way. And in terms of touring or anything, I'm not making any plans at the moment. But if we were to have an opportunity, I don't see myself turning it down unless it's just like not a good fit.
So you're not opposed to a one-off or a festival?
Yeah, we're totally open to that. I'm just genuinely honored to be in the room still. Like, I don't care about being a household name or being famous. I care about people feeling understood and feeling less alone. I needed metalcore in the pits of my despair. I know the power that aggressive music has, and I also know the power that vulnerable messages have. The power to like introduce people to hope, and hopefully the opportunity to be the hands and feet of Christ in a very dark and secular industry. We've got a big message, and I look at bands like Flyleaf and POD, Love and Death, Red, Convictions, like Memphis Mayfire, August Burns Red, all these bands, like even Fit for a King, they're able to put hope in their faith and their music. Faith and purpose are the center of Heal the Hurt. That's always going to be the message.
Amen.
I'm not here to shove it down your throat, and I'm not here to turn people away from Christianity because having a title that comes with a very divided fan base. You've got people in the Christian world that support metal, and you got people in the Christian world that hate metal. I hope that on the professional level with transparent media, that we can open up the conversation for rock and metal bands, real rock and metal bands, to have some presence in like the Dove Awards, things like that. I'm willing to have the conversation. I'm also willing to call out where I think that should be fixed.
We've got a long way to go in the faith-based market when it comes to heavy music. Update us on Trevor Talks.
I feel like Heal the Hurt is taking up all the extra time that I have, and I feel like there's an opportunity to make an impact, even if it's short term. I pray that it's long term because I really enjoy doing this stuff. I want to have 7 records at one point. That sounds awesome. But Trevor Talks, I don't have any plans to bring it back. If we got like, we have been in conversations for a really big thing to do with that, but it won't be like it was. I'll leave it at that.
There you go. So we know we have a new song when this airs within a couple of weeks, maybe sooner, maybe later. And then what's after that? Are we looking at single? Are we shooting towards an EP? Or are you going for the full album? What's the plan?
I think people will be happy by the end of the year.
Well, that was specific.
Like, hey, singles, EPs, albums, they all make me happy. So,
okay.
We'll see.
So there's a lot more coming. Is that what we're trying to say?
Yeah. We'll leave it there.
Okay.
I'm really grateful that this song is out. I'm really excited for everything else that's to come. And I'm just grateful for like the team that we have. We've got Patrick Sheckett from Convictions, Josh Sturm, Stephen Stanley, Nick Gregory, Alec Gregory, not related, Jarob, Josh Bramlett's helped a lot as well. Kenzie Coyne, Michael Felker, like Michael's been the OG, like pointing me in the right direction, making sure I don't embarrass myself, making sure that I know what things to do. And I've ran socials for artists and campaigns for years. Never in a million years did I ever think I would do it for myself. I'm slowly getting out of my head and being more comfortable. And I think Withering, at the point of recording this, has been out for 2 weeks, and it's just like, dang, like that flew by quick. I'm just excited that we get to keep trickling some stuff out, and hopefully we're able to, as you mentioned earlier, I'd love to play some festivals. That sounds fun. I've been to Uprise, and it was awesome. Atlanta Fest used to be a huge thing here in Georgia. So many great festivals. There's definitely a great community. There's a great base of people that genuinely love Jesus and love metal.
Speaking of festivals, I hate that I miss seeing you at Furnace Fest. That looked like a wild crowd.
If you go back and watch the video of me performing with Holy Name at Furnace Fest last year, I had never been to a hardcore show, like where there's no barricade and people are just like jumping up and like swan diving off. That crowd was rowdy. And right before my second to last part where I'm standing on the subwoofer, you'll see me like grab somebody's hand and put the mic in their face. And he tried to like pull me off stage. So I accidentally hit the kid like pressing down on his face, trying to get the microphone back. Hardcore crowds are crazy. I like to initiate. I don't know about partaking in it yet, but I'm all about a good circle pit. Just, you probably won't find me in it.
You absolutely will not find me in it, but I'll be over to the side watching.
Yeah, I've admired like the performance art. So right. I've never been the one like being in the pit, except for Red at the old Masquerade when they played with Head. I crowd surfed and got in a pit for that, but I was also like 12 years old. So
you mentioned to me Sonny from POD and Head talking to you about your music.
They encouraged you to do this project. Did they help in any way?
Sonny, I've been working with on the Transparent Media side for years, and he's genuinely just one of the most kind-hearted, loving, like he literally feels like an older brother / uncle. He's obviously made such a big impact with POD, but you would never know that. And same with Head, like he's arguably the most famous person in Korn. You'd never know that. Like they're just good people. They're just like, they're great people. And like Lacey and Josh too, like mm-hmm. they've all been so supportive. The only one that's been like hands-on is Josh helping record and giving me pep talks and pointing me in right directions. All of the covers and vocal one takes, like I'm working, well, covers for now, vocal one takes I had mixed by Nick from As Fire Falls. The covers I'm like learning how to mix and edit vocals myself. So, and I don't want it to sound like they're like holding my hand or like more involved right. than they are. Like I'm not signed to a label. We distribute through an independent label that I love to death called Blood Blast Distribution. They're the biggest indie label in metal and extreme music ever. They're owned by Nuclear Blast Records, which a bunch of my favorite bands like In Flames are on, and then Believe, which is a distribution platform. They've been awesome. Felker has been there since day one, just supporting, helping write these songs, helping. That dude helped me find my voice. Go support Convictions. Mike mm-hmm. helped to write literally, I think, everything. Like, he's like a guru. He's really good with words. I've got a big writing team. Like, I love collaborating. I think people that try to do it themselves, like, some people are really good at it. I'm not. I'm a very social person. And I know that things can be better. So my writing team has really been awesome, and I can't wait to move forward into the future with them. And again, like, I'm not going to say if it's an album or an EP at all, but I think people will be excited.
Okay. Is this your first interview?
This is my first interview as a metal vocalist. I told you that you were going to be the first when we went to the Red show a few months ago.
That's right. You sure did. Well, Trevor, I want to thank you for the honor of being your very first interview for Heal the Hurt. I wish you much success with this new project.
Of course.
See you soon, man.
I couldn't think of a better person. This was so much fun. Thank you for making space to talk. I greatly appreciate it. And for everybody listening, you matter. Like, sounds cliche or like I'm just riffing, but I don't know what else to say. You matter.
Yeah, exactly. You do matter. Thanks, Trev.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more great music and check out my blog page on the Solid Rock Radio website for my guests' social media links. If you've missed any of my past interviews, you can find them uploaded to podcast.solidrockradio.org. Have a wonderful week and let's be kind to one another.